these are the numbers. Iron ore cargo was down 52%. Coal down 60% compared to a year ago. Limestone off 36%, and no stone was shipped at all in April. Three Lakers were damaged, and several Coast Guard icebreakers reported hull or rudder damage. Lake Carriers Association Vice President Glenn Nekvasil says all in all, it was a bugger, but he has high praise for the U.S. and Canadian Coast Guards.
These were very trying circumstances. Their vessels incurred some damage too, but their crews did a great job for us.
Sometimes nature just wins.
Yeah, sometimes nature wins, and that was kind of the case here in March and April, that's for sure.
Nekvasil says it'll be tough to make up for the lost trips over the rest of the season. Coast Guard icebreaking director Mark Gill says conditions are much better now, so much so that they'll cease ice-cutting operations Thursday. But he says they tripled their normal icebreaking hours to 12,000 among 12 cutters. He says even veteran ship's captains were impressed.
Especially out on the commercial Lakers, they are telling tales. Certainly the most ice any of them have seen since the late 70s.
Gill says National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration scientists took pictures of the ice in late March that were stunning.
There's some ice formations out there that rival some things that occur out in the Arctic. Frozen waves midstream. You can imagine a wave just snapping still mid-formation. It's remarkable.
One more statistic. It took 13 days to go from Duluth to Chicago when the passage usually takes just 3 days. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.